You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and up next we have Carl Broderson, the Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial Board President. Hi, Carl.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Doing all right, enjoying the rain that we finally have.
Very, very positive spin on that. Well, thanks for being here today, and you're here to talk to us about the blessing of the fleet. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. Every year we get together down at the Commercial Fishermen's Memorial, down south of the tram near Taku Fisheries, and we have a ceremony that honors people who committed long lives to fishing or who only tried it once, but anyone for whom commercial fishing has been a part of their life. We want to remember them for the good that they did for our community, and in some cases, the sacrifices they made, and in some cases, the ultimate sacrifice that they made to that industry.
I feel like this interview has almost become part of the tradition because you and I have done one nearly every year for a while now. I think this is 3 or 4, haven't we?
Yeah. Thank you very much for the opportunity to get the word out. There are a lot of people who benefit emotionally from this event, and the more folks that we can inform about it to experience that emotional benefit, the better. So I really appreciate it.
I enjoy it as well. But one thing I was reflecting on is that I don't recall doing this interview with you last year. And because of COVID-19, you held a different kind of ceremony. Would you like to tell us about what it was like last year?
Certainly. Out of an abundance of caution, we did not have a large public event. It didn't seem prudent. And so we made a filmed version instead and released it on the same day. It actually took more time than planning and executing an in-person event, just because when you can edit something, you do a lot. So I read the names more times in a row that year than I ever have before. It was nice to be able to do. I don't think it's quite as meaningful as being able to do it in person. And the numbers look pretty decent this year. It's an outdoor event, and we're asking people to social distance, wear masks, and please have a vaccination. And so I think we're able to do it safely.
Yeah, you'd mentioned it was going to be a scaled down version of the event and compliant with CDC recommendations. Anything else that attendees can expect to see or not to see this year?
Yeah, the main thing is that we're trying to do it in about half the time. Usually it's a 30 to 40 minute event, and this time we're aiming for 15 minutes. And so we're cutting out all of everything in it is important, but all of the extra parts. We're going to bless the fleet all at once. Normally we do individual drive-bys, and that's usually about half of our runtime. And so in this case, anyone who appears will be blessed all at once by Father Gordon Blue of Holy Trinity. Thank you very much to him. And then we're going to introduce the new names and then read all of them, and that will be it. And so hopefully the whole event will take 15 minutes or less, which is one of the CDC recommendations. They may have improved that even better. We just got new guidance today, but that's what we're shooting for. Keep it short and sweet.
Right. And, better safe than sorry. I know this also means that there will be no color guard as there normally is, no speaker, no brunch. Is that all still accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're retaining the wreath, but that's as simple as having somebody on the dock offer it to the ocean, and then we go straight into the name. So it'll absolutely still be meaningful and helpful, especially for anybody who has a name on the wall or that's going to go on the wall. But we're going to keep it as short as we possibly can.
Now, you've done this event many times in the past. I'm sure it was strange to hold it via video last year, as you've already mentioned, but how are you feeling about it now?
I'm a naturally anxious person. So unlike normal years where I'm concerned that nobody will show up and then everybody does and it's fine, I'm concerned that people will show up. But I'm anyone who wants to come, absolutely please do. Just take all the usual precautions. And it'll be nice to see folks again. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice to do.
And how many new names will be added this year? And when will they be engraved on the memorial?
We have 9 names so far, and that includes several names from last year as well. Because of travel restrictions and various other considerations, the engraver did not come up last year, and they're not going to come up this year either. And so it'll be the end of summer 2022 when we can finally get names on. But that's just for the granite portion of it. Anybody whose name has been submitted and approved is part of the ceremony. And so they will be acknowledged as names that are going to be added at the beginning. And then when we do the actual read through, those names are read again at the end in chronological order afterwards. So people are still waiting to see things in stone, but they will be able to hear the names, no problem.
Can I ask, I know you have a personal connection to this event and to the memorial, but what motivates you to do this year after year?
Sense of responsibility, I suppose. Someone needs to do it, so I might as well. But it's got a fair amount of experience with the grieving process, and I like to be able to help others through it when it's their time. And you know, more than anything else, that's why the wall exists, is to help people who have lost somebody dear to them, especially in occasions where the memorial serves as the only grave to somebody who was lost at sea and never recovered. And I do have family on the wall. Most people on the memorial board of directors do. So it's a nice way to help remember them as well.
Can you tell me how many years this event has been happening, or how old is the memorial?
This will be the 31st blessing of the fleet. Go figure, we had to miss the one with a nice big round number last year. But, and then it also depends. The memorial itself has existed for less time than that, because it took quite a while to build and a huge effort by a lot of people. And but the event, I believe the first one was 31 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's old.
It is. And it's nice to have such a longstanding tradition.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the bottom of the announcement for the memorial, you acknowledge the Thlinkit fishermen, the first to fish the waters that we all occupy now. What's important about recognizing the Thlinkit in this ceremony?
Because the main point of the memorial is to assist in healing, I think it is important to acknowledge that, you know, the Thlinkit were here first, and the pain that the people of that culture have gone through then and still. And so it's just a way of saying, we see you, we acknowledge you. And also because there are, you know, quite a few Thlinkit and Haida, and I presume Tsimshian people on the wall as well. And we even have at least one Haida name, and we're working on a Thlinkit name to go on as well. It's all to do with healing and acknowledgement.
Well, where can people find out more if they're hoping to attend this Saturday?
I would recommend Googling us, Alaska Commercial Fishermen's Memorial. We come right up. It's akcfmemorial.org. And the thing to remember is that, except in pandemic years when it's a video, it is always the first Saturday in May. It is always at 10 a.m. And so that's when we'll be meeting this year.
Last year, did it not take place on the first Saturday?
Well, it was released at that point in time.
I see.
And it did, but yeah. I made a point of not being there. I put up notes everywhere I could, put up posters saying that we're not going to do it. And I didn't hear back from anybody who showed up expecting a large event and didn't have one. Just per tradition, I think it's important that the names actually get read on that time. So I went down there late at night, very early that morning. And so the names were read to the wall with only one human present. But it did happen. But this year, if we're doing it in person, no, like we normally would, we just want everybody to please spread out and wear masks and have a shot.
Did people know that you did that last year?
I'm not sure.
They do now.
The names on the wall knew. The ghosts knew.
Wow, that's so touching, Carl. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Thanks.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for being here today. And thank you for keeping this event going and for your leadership and all that you do to mark the occasion.
Oh, thank you kindly. Thanks for the opportunity to get the word out and for keeping K2 going. It's an anchor in this community and we'd be lost without it.
I really appreciate that, Carl. Thanks again for being here today.
Cheers.